Jemaine, Flight of Chords for shows tonight's 10th Garage on HBO. They are in our studios here for their favorite show. Good morning, boys.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Flight of the Conchords on HBO. They are New Zealand's fourth most popular guitar-based digi bongo a cappella rap funk comedy folk duo.
Fourth. Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Guys, were you doing this show at back home and then it just got transported to America, or is this an all-new idea for you?
Teleported. Yeah, we teleported the idea over here. And then, we started about 8 years ago. We're doing gigs, doing comedy clubs, and...
Plus, you started as comedians.
Yeah, doing comedy venues, and then we played in, like, Edinburgh and Scotland, and then came over to America and played Aspen and Montreal, and then HBO asked us to do a show.
Oh, so you did not have a show before. This HBO show is the first time you've done it on television.
No,
this is the first time I made a TV show.
How about that? Wow.
Were you guys actors beforehand, comedians beforehand, musicians beforehand? What came first?
Unemployment.
Unemployment came first?
Always.
That motivated you to pick up a guitar?
Yeah. We had a lot of free time.
we were roommates at the time, and then we wanted to learn how to play guitar, and we tried learning other people's songs, but the chords were too difficult, so we started writing our own.
I like it.
Very simple songs, and since then we've gradually, you know, we started with about 3 or 4 chords, and now we've got about 8 or 9 chords that we use.
Wow, so you're really expanding.
We're semi-professional now. Yeah.
That's about 1 chord a year.
Yeah. So, at Christmas, we learn a new chord.
So did you give each other the gift?
Just inside the card, a little picture of a new chord.
That's nice. Now, in the bio information that we saw, Brad, and forgive me for not recognizing the band, but you're in a very successful New Zealand rock band, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I quit so I could make a TV show. But yeah.
I mean, you walked away from a legitimate hit rock band because you there was the call of a comedy, right?
They became a lot more successful 2 weeks after I left. It was slightly bad timing for me.
You're also the founding member of the ukulele orchestra. Is that true?
Yeah. Me and a friend started a 12-piece ukulele orchestra, and we play
ukuleles.
Sure.
Yeah. 12 of them, and it's a covers band.
A covers band, very nice.
Yeah, we do like White Stripes, but on ukulele and things like that.
Now, the character that plays your agent, is he your agent or manager?
Our manager, Reese Darby, the character of Murray. Yeah.
Murray, he's fantastic. He's
all right. No, he's really good. He makes us laugh a lot. Those are the hardest things to do.
I actually have a clip of one of the meetings that you had in his office where you're talking about the names that you guys have.
What about you, Jemaine? Have you got a rapping name?
Yeah. Hippopotamus. You can just call me Jemaine if you want.
Okay, and what is it? Rhyme, Noceros. Band agenda. Item 1, haircut. Brett.
No, I'm not done.
Well, get it cut. I mean, you don't hear of professional musicians with long hair.
Well, Led Zeppelin.
I mean, a man.
That's true, man. Led Zeppelin? No, I'm talking about a man.
How does New Zealand feel about the fact that you portray the New Zealand embassy in New York as basically a few cubicles and a closet?
We don't know yet.
We're not sure.
They can't be crazy about that.
We're not
that
sure
when
that
they
we're
going to
be welcome
It hasn't played there yet. But we did meet the guy who does Murray's job in real life, the New Zealand consul, and he said they gather around the computer and watch the show.
Oh, is that right?
Great. Yeah.
Well, that's good news, I guess. Rather have them laughing at it.
We were relieved.
Deny your visa back in.
I was so nervous when he said, "Hi, I work for the New Zealand consulate in New York."
And we'd like your passport.
Yeah,
please.
Have your passport.
Now,
exactly.
These guys, for those of you that haven't seen the show, again, it's HBO 10:30 on Sundays. They are a band, 2-member band, and they're in New York City, and they're trying to make it.
Yeah. Brett quits about every other episode, it seems like.
Right.
He walks out of the band.
That's
pretty
right.
Much.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
And there's always at least...
Anything will set them off.
Oh, right, I'm back in the bag.
There's always at least a couple of songs each episode, and the songs are brilliant. And we're going to have you guys perform. I can't help but noticing that you both have guitars.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty observant, aren't I?
All right, what are you going to do for us here, boys?
We're going to do a song called The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room.
Most Beautiful Girl in the Room.
Looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room, yeah. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top 3. Good looking girls on the street,
yeah.
depending on the street. When I saw you at my mate's place, I just thought, what is she doing? Ooh, at my mate's place, how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his? Good one, Dave. Ooh, you're a legend, Dave. I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't mind, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. See you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. And then I seal the deal. I do my move out as the robot. I'm doing the robot. It's 12:02, just me and you, and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I show you near, let's get out of here, let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a kebab, and I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Ooh. Oh, why don't we leave? Let's go to my house so we can fit each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking a slide. Yeah, cause you're so beautiful. Like a tree. You're so beautiful.
You're like one of those girls I've been definitely, definitely chatting to in the chat room.
So beautiful.
Wild slut angel 22 at Yahoo.
So beautiful.
You could be a high class, a high class, a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. Well, you probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
But I can see you in your undies on a catalog.
Part-time model.
Oh, spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me. Next to me. And I suppose the rest of your time doing your normal job.
Wow, John, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done.
Wow, there's a huge crowd in here.
Weather?
Huge,
quite deceptive.
Yeah. That's beautiful. But you guys do many, many songs. Do you have any others? We have a little bit of time. Can you
No, just the one.
That's it? That's the same one every episode?
Yeah, we hide it.
You guys are like the monkeys. You don't even play your own songs.
Right. Neil Diamond. Hey, who said that? He's out. Get him out of here.
Do you have, do you know the What's Wrong with the World today? Is that easy?
Do we know that song?
No, I'm saying.
I don't mean, I remember that song.
I don't mean you know it. I mean, can you play it? That's what I meant.
We can do a cover. We can do a cover of it.
Okay.
There's children on the streets using guns and knives, taking drugs and each other's lives. Killing each other with knives and forks, and calling each other names like a dog.
There's people on the street getting diseases from monkeys. Yeah, that's what I said, they're getting diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
A man is lying on the street, some punk has chopped off his head. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead.
Is he dead, Brad?
Yes, Jermaine, turns out he's dead. I'm singing, why? What is wrong with the world today?
What's wrong with the world today?
What is wrong with the world today?
You gotta think about it. Think about it.
Good cops been framed, then put into a can, and all the money that we're making, it's going to the man.
What man? Which man? Who's the man? When's a man a man? What makes a man a man? Am I a man? Yes, actually. They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Why are we still paying top dollar for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are your overheads? Well, at the end of our lives, we're lucky if we die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. I saw a man lying on the street half dead with knives and forks sticking out of his leg. And he said, ow. Did somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please? Can somebody please remove these cutteries from my knee? Please.
Then we break it down. This is where we break it down. This is where we break it down. Yeah, with you, acapella jams. Yeah.
Just kind of like Boys to Men.
Yeah, just rocking acapella, K-Rock style.
And then we bring it back.
That's right, we bring it back. Yeah.
And then we just fade it out, just like a professional recording. And that's Mary J. Blige has just wandered in and started rocking with us.
Hey, Mary, how's it going?
Come on. Oh, that's awesome.